Class 7, subject English language, topic the present tense, idioms, homophones. Today our topic is tenses. When we communicate or speak to one another, we are using some form of tense. We shall only be learning about the present tense and its four forms. Open your books at page 44. The present tense is classified into simple present tense, present continuous tense, present perfect tense, present perfect continuous tense. Got it? First, we do the simple present tense. Now, simple present tense, like habits or actions, which we always do. Like, example, she always speaks the truth. She always plays. Another one is general truths. The sun rises in the east. See the words which are in the present tenses. Rises. Next one is sometimes true in the present of, but they change later. Like I am 13 years old. After that you will change. Next, some events like the future events. The train leaves at 6 a.m. or p.m. We are talking in the present tense. Or in the present, we are talking about something which will happen in the future. Headlines, like the Prime Minister arrives tomorrow. Here, the Prime Minister will arrive in the future, but we are talking about it now. So we say, the Prime Minister arrives. Then some dramatic description, like all the characters in the movie are funny. Verbs that express some feelings, I love my mother, I like my school, and things like that. Let's go to the next, present continuous tense. We talk about a continuous action which is going on in the present. I am teaching you, you are listening, isn't it? You can identify it by the ing words. Actions happening for a short period of time, like she is preparing for an exam, she is writing an essay. Then there are examples of future plans. I am meeting my friend this weekend. But you're talking in the present. Then repeated actions always constantly to express. Like when you're angry about something. You are always complaining. You are always disturbing. Some trends like more people are turning to yoga nowadays. Many students are learning music. Now we can see with the present words like the word are, which means in the present tense. And we can see the words turning, learning, all these are in the continuous tense. Actions for a period of time, like I am staying with my friend for the weekend. Study the structure that is given, that is the box. We move to the next. Present perfect tense. We use the present perfect tense to talk about an action that has recently been completed, but it is still going on. Like, she has done her MA. Has done. That means she has completed it and we are talking about it in the present. Past actions, but they are not over. Like example, she has watched 6 movies. That means she will watch more movies. He walked 4 kilometers. That means he has walked already 4 kilometers. That means he may walk even more kilometers. Actions that have begun in the recent past but are still going on. She has been a good friend. That means long time before she has been a good friend, but she is still a good friend. Please study the structure given. Present continuous tense. This tense is used to talk about actions that began in the past but continued up to our time speaking. Like example, it has been raining since morning. That means it has started earlier but it's continuing. Then the past actions. He has been walking in the rain. That is why he has a fever. You can see the words like has been. For that, we can understand it is the perfect tense.